I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's third and nine. This is the 15th play of this drive. It started back at their own 9-yard line. Jones, pass is caught. Robinson along the sideline. So third and nine, and the X-Ram comes back to pick up the first down. First and goal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And Al Michaels, Amazon Prime. Niners beat the Rams.
By the way, we haven't mentioned this one time today, and we're almost at hour three. You got to tip your cap. You got to tip your cap, Goo.
I got it ready to tip. You got to give him credit in a minute. Yeah,
you got to give him credit. You got to tip your cap. You got to acknowledge. You got to recognize. And you've got to say that the 49er fans travel. They travel.
We already know this, man.
Well, it was hammered home again last night.
Yeah,
lot of 49er fans down south.
Yeah,
and certainly didn't hurt.
And it looked like they were going to be disappointed. I'm putting my feelings on the table. I'm in the lab, lights out, Steiny got my little concoction, had my steak too. And I'm just thinking to myself, man,
but
they were up seven.
But wait, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because now, believe it or not, I didn't take any notes last night. I just watched it like a fan. When Kyren Williams fumbled, how much time was left?
A minute. It was about a minute three.
Okay. So,
because Michaels was like, they're 63, 65 seconds.
So at that point, you're thinking they're going to go home disappointed. Like,
No, I was thinking about today's show. People are going to be mad.
But don't you, when you think about this, do you think, man, if they get in, Mac Jones is only going to have a minute?
No, this is why I need help.
You know what I mean? Like,
I assume
it's not
they were getting
over
in.
If he
but
goes
hold on.
In.
But
it's
hold
like,
on.
Then Mac's got it.
But hold on.
All right.
This is what Kyle said. This is how I looked at it before the fumble. I assume they're getting in, partner. I said, is Kyle going to use the one timeout he had to save them some time? Or are the Rams going to try to get cute like when I used to play Madden and milk this thing, have him burn his timeout, maybe get in on second, third down,
right?
And then there's 12 seconds left, and at that point, the Niners have nothing after the Rams were to get in. So that was on my plate of, who's going to blink? Kyle didn't use the timeout or let them score, because he said that he had a conversation about, do we let them score so we know we got time?
Right.
And then the fumble happens.
But so in any event,
all right, go ahead.
The 49ers are going to have a good chance to get that ball back.
But at that point, and Michaels was saying it too, the great Al Michaels, Marco Bañez, there's 103 seconds, or, at that point, I'm thinking Steiny.
Well, if it's 103, well, no, it and he may have been wrong.
Yeah, but it was a, it
that would have been a minute 43.
But dude, that was just a great play. But Dibbs pointed out to me, Steiny, I got mad at the kicker for the Rams. The extra point was blocked, but you guys didn't do that when Jake Moody was missing extra points. People out here were blaming when Jake Moody had extra points blocked or field goals. It still was on his ledger like he missed it. He kicked it too low. So Dibbs texted me that, but he was right. It was blocked, but still.
See, I remember Kyle saying it wasn't on Moody, that block. And I remember thinking at this point,
more to fans.
I think I said at this point, it kind of doesn't matter anymore. Like, he's the big part of the special teams, and it got blocked. I was like, when I saw the replay, who blocked that for the Niners? That was not the kicker's fault.
Oh, no, not at all.
But I can't remember offhand who blocked it for the Niners.
He caught the RAF in the Heat Rocks. Now,
wait, what?
Heat Rocks.
He caught the RAF?
Yeah, and the Heat Rocks.
I don't know what that means.
Those are people coming for him, fans coming for him.
He was blocked by Jordan Elliott.
Thank you. Jordan Elliott.
You know, just like people were coming for the trolls, Steiny. The Jackals.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Vincent in Texas. And Vincent thinks we got our thinking all wrong about Mac Jones. What's up, Vincent? How you doing, my man?
I am making it. Pretty glad we won. I definitely went into that game not thinking we would. So here's how I'm looking at this. And I'm looking at this as long-term with Kyle Shanahan. I don't think it's just because Mac Jones is, and I'm not saying he's not good, but I don't think he's incredible. There's a freaking quarterback controversy. I think it's just no pressure. He said before the game, hey, Kyle Shanahan came up to him, told him to air it out. I've also kind of noticed when it comes to Brock Purdy, since he got the contract, he's been saying a lot of, I'm the face of the franchise. He's been trying to be that guy, that professional. And I feel like that's put a lot of pressure on him. So that's why his throws are over. If you notice when he first came in as that backup coming in, he was free. He was hitting stuff in the middle. Same thing, let's go back to Jimmy Garoppolo when he first got traded here. He wasn't the franchise quarterback. He was free. He was playing pretty decent. I think it's more of not having the pressure of being a franchise face and being allowed to let go and play that makes him look great in that scheme. Not so much one person is better than the other. They just need to let the pressure off of Brock a little bit. Maybe he won't even get hurt. I feel like he's making decisions and being stiff more than he normally is.
That's an interesting thought. Interesting thought.
I don't think Purdy's tried. I mean, I'll just throw it to you. From what I've seen of him, Stoney, especially in Seattle, he won him the game doing what he does, trying to make something happen. But I've never once thought to myself, you know, he's trying to do more. On the field.
I'm just thinking that, the caller's right about, you know, he came in as an unknown, and there's an environment around that, being somebody unknown, and over the course of 5 years, he's progressed to a franchise quarterback, and it's fair to ask if he feels pressure because of that. Mm. I mean, internal pressure. Like, Purdy to me seems like such a
wouldn't you be more relaxed though? Now, more of a leader in the locker room, I get that. But as far as if I got the bag, Steiny, I think I'm gonna be more relaxed as possible.
I don't necessarily think that's everybody.
But have you had that thought watching Purdy just in the short sample size? Either of that.
That's why I think it's kind of interesting though, right? Because I think Brock Purdy is really what's the word? Conscious guy. You know, I think he's forthright. I think he works hard. Yeah. I think he does all those things. I don't think he plays for the money. I think he loves the game. And so I do think guys like that, like when they get the money, they don't go, all right, it's over.
So they don't change.
I do think there is a group of athletes where the money creates more pressure, more internal pressure for him to be the guy that everybody's relying on. I think that's a natural thing, and I think it's actually a good thing. But maybe it's a temporary feeling you gotta overcome. I could see how being the highest paid player in the history of the San Francisco 49ers, for a guy like Brock Purdy, he takes seriously.
Right.
The obligation to live up to that.
That's pride. Good.
Exactly.
Product. But
and if you don't think that might not impact play, I mean, it could. It absolutely could.
Well, okay. And again, you know, we're kind of guessing who we think Brock Purdy is, and I'm right behind you. I think he's just that guy next door. It's not going to phase or change him, but that deserves kudos. But yes. I'm just talking about, I don't think that's he's forcing saying. Anything on the field. He looks like himself up until Brock Purdy, up until he got hurt. Like, I don't feel like Seattle, that was the Brock that I think we had been accustomed to seeing. And it worked out, and he pulls out a game. Not perfect. I don't think he's forcing, Donnie. That's what I'm saying. Now, if he's hurt, that's a whole nother story, and that's why he didn't look too good against Jacksonville.
Right, Jazz fan. What? I meant conscientious, not conscious. You're not going to – I'm not saying the contract, he's feeling pressure, and now he stinks. I'm just saying that a guy like Brock Purdy getting the contract that he got, I would – one of the reasons you give a guy that much money is because he is willing to take on the responsibility of being that guy – and it will bother them if they don't live up to expectations. Some guys might not care, but I would say that seeing Brock Purdy as I see him, he does care. So you're right. I do think it would be a good thing, you know, if Brock Purdy is really take seriously the job of living up to that contract and bring in the 49ers a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, there's pressure when you attack it that way.
Yeah, and pressure got the best of McVay, because before I left you, Stoney, I love these two coaches. I put Andy Reid in it as far as offensive minds. But let me just give you a microcosm of two box scores. So we know the Niners are struggling running the ball, but yet they attempted 33 rushes, averaged 2.2 yards on the ground. You see that? 33 attempts, only 2.2. Then you flip to the Rams, Donnie, only 16 rush attempts, but they average 4.9 a pop. Like, what does that tell you?
Well, how many plays did each
That's a good call.
Team run.
I got it for you. Give me 2 seconds. But the Niners ran more plays. No shocker, but the total plays, Donnie, were San Francisco 83-64. So the Niners ran 19 more plays.
That's a big difference.
And had the ball 14 more minutes as well. But, you know, here I go making that stat, and that's what cost you the game. Now, don't forget the Niners caused another fumble on the first drive when the Rams looked like they were going to try to tie the game 7-0. It was a turnover.
Yeah, they had 2 turnovers on the night. One at the start, one at the end.
Still no interception yet for the Niners.
You know, I mean, the thing with, you know, you look at the rushing number, like this is the way I always think of it. So how many rushes did they have?
16.
How many passes?
Let me give it to you. He was 47. Your boy had about 47. 47, yeah. 38
Stafford threw 47
yeah,
times?
30 wow. for 47. 399.
You know, I mean, that's when I ask. I mean, they were down 2 touchdowns right off the bat. So they played from behind all night.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing. A guy like Matt's, like, coming into
he's
the game.
He's incredible stuff.
Coming into the game, we heard Matt Stafford, Nakua, Adams, yeah. Stafford, Nakua. You know, they, like, Stafford's one of the best passers in the league. So they throw a lot. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Let's do this. A one-game ball, Stoney. Can't go to the coach. Who you giving it to? I got mine.
Collins.
That was mine.
Well, he made the biggest play of the game.
No, man.
Now you can pick some. Okay, you want me to pick somebody else?
Yeah, give me somebody else.
Panera.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that. Dude, what's up with these kids? What are they eating? Like, he just banged 50. Man, Stoney, that was no short field goal.
Now, you know what's going on with the field goals.
What did they call the Rockies? Those what were the balls they use?
So the other day.
Humidor or whatever. Okay,
the other day, I'm doing research, and I come across Vic Fangio.
Our guy, yeah.
the defensive coordinator of the Eagles.
I'm thinking of Vic Tafer. Go ahead.
And he's talking about, he comes out and he's giving answers. He goes, I'll tell you what, you guys, one thing you guys have missed this year, big story. And they're like, the media's like, what? He goes, the kicking balls. It's totally different. You wonder why guys are kicking 60, 65 yarders. And he went through the whole thing. And you said, I saw that. So if you saw it, then you know what he means by why they're kicking them.
We need better communication. I saw him talking about the team's performance defensively. I didn't know he was talking about the kicking. So what's he saying? They're using juice balls?
You know what? We could probably find it on the other side. But yeah. I mean, he went into like a 2-minute thing. In fact, I was like, Evan, can you grab this? And he's like, yeah, I'll grab it. And then I played it, and you were like, yeah, I saw that. And I was like, all right, that's kind of.
No, I saw him talking about his team's performance. No, I didn't know he went in
on like a minute.
So now he's trying to rob the kickers of what he's saying they're doing.
Well, we'll find it.
The balls are inflated.
We'll find it for the other side. But
I didn't hear that.
He's like, yeah, you're missing the big story.
You got it right now? Dale thinks of that.
Here, take a listen. Wow. Take a listen. Evan's got it right now.
Vic!
These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game. Field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error, or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting. You know, the way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
Is the shape different?
No, the kicking balls, and you can ask Clay about it when he gets in here, but in years past, the officials would rub them down or other people would rub them down and you play with them. Now the balls are in-house all week and they kick those balls that they've had and nobody else touches them. I mean, the guy in Dallas is going to hit a 70-plus yarder this year. You can just book it.
How much? How much did he get fined, Evan? I mean, did he get fined for that?
Why would he get fined?
Dude, because he's saying that.
No, all he's saying is the balls that they're using to kick with are brand new.
But he's insinuating it's unfair that the kickers got an advantage because of these new balls.
They changed the routine.
So do I need to look at Aubrey in Dallas or any other kicker with a boom leg like, oh boy, you're only doing that cuz.
I mean, I'm sure it's
wow.
I'm sure it's not just one thing. I'm sure the kickers
he didn't get fined.
Why would he? All he did was say the balls they're using to kick the field goals, they're doing it differently than they've done it in the past.
But he's insinuating cheat or it's helping the. Yeah, Guru, when he brought up Sosa and he brought up McGuire, wow.
So the balls that they used to use to kick were the ones that they were using to play with. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like during the game.
But
they have six balls, and they rotate them, and they play with them, and then the kicker comes out and kicks one of them. Now they bring their own ball out, essentially, one that hasn't been used.
Okay, I get you, but real quick, Stoudy, I got to tell you, I've been giving these kickers credit, like this new era of kickers,
but
listening to Vic, it's sounding like they're using a different ball. So you and I or Evan can go up there and kick it. It ain't going to kick as far, but it's designed to go further.
Actually, we got to talk about something, too.
Okay.
Because we didn't do it last week, and now I don't know if we should do it this week, but it's something that you like to do.
I mean, people were lobbying for
it. But I don't have any
scene setters. Yeah, and it's Victory Friday,
and we can still.
We'll push it. Well, look, I see.
We're talking about the Guru acting class.
Guru Goes Hollywood is what we should name it. Let's do it next week. Let's do it next week.
All right.
When we're more prepared.
Or we'll take a break at 12. I'll ask for people for suggestions to set the scene. Then we'll go ask the boss.
Because I can do it. Yeah, all right.
All right, Guru's been doing Guru Goes to Hollywood, and we give him a scene, and then he acts out the scene, and he's done two so far. And
People were asking for it. I didn't respond.
Pretty good. One was he found out, of course, his woman
was cheating on me.
Was cheating on him.
And then little Daryl getting back
home to the school. Yeah, to home. And then last week, his young son brought home really bad grades.
I want to broaden my horizon, though, and show you my depth. Like, I can go there.
Okay, so you guys can create a scene. via the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570, or obviously through the YouTube chat.
Can I tell you something, too?
Yeah.
I am shocked at that audio, and he didn't get a fine. I'm sorry. He's telling you that
you know
they're tricking the system, Steiny. That's what he's saying. Aubrey's going to hit a 70-yarder.
But they're all doing it. Panera did it last night, I'm sure.
And obviously, so Goodell, that's by design.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right. You know what?
Now look at Will.
It's been a great win. And let's bring on our most optimistic caller, and it's Antonio in Oakland.
Hey,
what's going on, Antonio?
What's up, guys? Big time win on prime time, man. The most injured team in football beat the most healthiest team in football. Who would ever think that? Man, it's so lovely to win games. 4-1 right now. We're a top three team in all of football, and we don't have a quarterback controversy. We have two quarterbacks that are capable of winning games week in and week out. That's how I see it. And, man, Mac Jones looked so comfortable because when he was in New England, like, he was, he didn't really feel comfortable because he had to, replace the GOAT, my Bay Area native, Tom Brady. Mm. So now he's more relaxed now, you know. So he's over here, you know, completing passes, reading defense. He don't really have a lot of athleticism, but, of course, he has better arm than Purdy. But it is what it is. He's getting it to the guys and all that. Have shown a little Bay Area moxie. I like that. And Panero, 59-yard field goal. I didn't think he was going to make it, and I'm Mr. Optimistic and positive, as you just said, and I didn't think he can do that. So I'm like, damn, man. Like, the balls are juiced like it is in baseball. But I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? If it benefits us, so, hey, man.
All right, here's
the division.
Here's the question for you. Who's going to start against Tampa Bay?
It's going to be Mac Jones. You got to, hold out Purdy. That's so serious. You know, just like last week. He couldn't really run. Like, I didn't really see him run, but that's because of the toe, you know. And had Kendrick Bourne would have caught some passes last week, we'd probably be 5-0 right now. Mm. That's not here nor there. But Mac Jones, Mac Attack is back.
All right, hey.
Start next week.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll say this to the people, Steiny. I'm gonna put up the stop sign. Slow down. And this is why I'm gonna tell you to slow down with Mac Jones. Steiny, how did he look against Arizona? They scored 16. He threw interception, could have ended the game. My point is, he's human, and I think a lot of people are getting in. You know what I mean? They scored 6 points. He looked great. Don't get me wrong. You got the best backup quarterback in the NFL, I believe. But let's slow down on giving him the keys, because they only scored 16 against Arizona at home, and I could argue the Rams, I'm not hating. Why did you come out, defensive coordinator, with the Rams not pressing the receivers and coming out in zone to allow Mac to get comfortable and slice and dice you? And then they turned the water off the Rams defense a bit by holding them to 6 points before going to overtime. So you think there's a bit of an overreaction, or is it just that he's 3-0?
It's football. We're in the Bay Area. It's a quarterback situation. It is interesting. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
I won't say it's not, but
I mean, we wouldn't be talking about it if there wouldn't be something to talk about, and we got to talk about the fact that Mac Jones has been terrific.
And Brock Purdy looked bad, arguably his worst game just a week ago, right?
And maybe
that's what this is about.
Maybe we should just keep it to, and Brock Purdy's hurt.
And that's where I'm at.
So,
that's where I'm at.
This is Mac Jones on whether or not he was ready for overtime.
Yeah, I was just honestly like kind of zoned out. I was just trying to drink Gatorade. but like that was a great play. He got his big hand in there and made a play. But I was just ready for, not to be a negative, but just I was ready to play overtime, to be honest. And they just made a great play. And that would have, or I would have been have to go out there again and try and score. So it was good, and he made a great play, but it was just crazy. I'm trying to remember all the – I got to watch the film because it's like we had the quarterback sneaks at the end to try and get it, you know, out of the end zone, and then it was just a crazy game. So,
how can you not like him, man?
Sounds like he's
14.
I mean,
14. They got a bunch of good – it's not like he's going through puberty, Steiny, where the voice is changing. Dude, man. I'll say this. Forget the quarterback controversy in the Bay. Steiny, he's making some chicken. I know he's under contract next year, but the league's taking notice. It's three games, but let's just, if we could span this out.
Here's where you should slow down.
Okay, Tim.
Because he's not a free agent for a year, over a year and a half.
Now, what if somebody came to call and wanted to trade?
Well, I don't think he'd still have to play under his contract. Like, he could go away tomorrow. You know, if Brock comes back healthy, who knows?
No, that I get and expect.
Yeah. You know, or he could play the next two games and not look very good. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the best part of last night's game. And I believe Guru will be perhaps acting on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Dub Nation, the preseason is right around the corner, and 95.7 The Game is tipping things off in style. Join us at Pier 39 tomorrow for a Warrior preseason special. Live appearances from Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Kalena Azubuike, Tim Roy, Bonte Hill, plus your chance to win tickets to the first preseason game, which is on Sunday, as the Lakers are in town. And if that's not enough, Daryl the Guru Johnson, me partner, and Evan Giddings, they're going to be broadcasting live from Pier 39. They're going to have all those guests. They're going to be doing that show tomorrow from 12 to 4. Hoops, hype, season's almost here, people. And you know where to get your Warriors news.
Yeah.
95.7 The Game.
Stoney, it's a party, and it's going 12. We'll be on 12 to 4, Evan and I. Yep. And again, we'll be joined by Kalena, Zaza, Bonte, Tim Roy, and Fetsis. But the gig goes 12 to 9, so it's going to be thick out there. Pull up if you're around.
Oh, it's more than just the show? You're just part of a bigger gala event.
Yes, sir.
All right. Nice.
We were just talking about Williams for the Rams. We saw the play where it was 3rd and 6, wide open, would have had a first down. And I said, Stoney, the Niners got some luck going for them, but they're creating it. He dropped it. And then I asked you about who was a running back for Arizona that dropped the
walk-in. DeMarcado.
He dropped a walk-in touchdown. Yeah. So they're getting breaks, man, and they're making teams pay for it.
Let me update you guys if you're just joining us on some injury stuff from last night's game. And Evan, jump in here if I don't have the full picture. Kalia Davis suffered a broken hand. Alfred Collins has a knee sprain. The good news is Malik Mustafa, they hope to open his practice window next week. He, of course, got hurt last year. George Kittle, according to Kyle Shanahan, is a long shot to play against Tampa Bay next Sunday, but that he believes he'll be ready after that. And then Etor Gross-Matos is going to miss a few weeks with a hamstring. So looks like they're on the way to getting a couple guys back, and I'm going to be missing Gross-Matos maybe for a couple games.
And I don't want to be selfish, Stoney, but you didn't name the guy that I'm most forward to looking to get some news on, and that's not Brock. I just think there's going to be time, but Mac Jones.
You know what? I wonder if
– was there anything new, or did he re-aggravate something old?
I'm surprised, too. I mean,
we'll find out.
Hypothetically, if he wasn't mentioned because he's healthy.
Oh, then that's, I didn't look at it like that.
Okay, so if you're telling me that he's not on the injury, seriously.
After all that.
If you're telling me that Mac Jones is not on the injury report today, and I don't know if he is or not, but if he isn't. You mean every game's going to be like that with him?
That was the Paul Pierce, man. No doubt.
Hey, you talked about the play. I don't know if it was 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 10. 49ers last possession where they needed a first down to seal it.
Yeah, all day.
But, and it was 3rd and, I don't know what it was. Yeah. They were at their own 2, right?
Oh, my gosh. I felt like I could tackle because the Niners were not trying to get a first.
I did. You asked me about that play and what I thought, and I said, well, I kind of understood this, you know.
Yeah.
I knew. He gets a first down, the game's over.
Evan said the same thing. He kind of understood it.
But what I did write down was, and I think you made a reference to this too, was I felt like on that play, 3rd and 9, in a way it was the easiest risky play that – to ever use. And what I mean by that is this is the play. If you want to throw for just throw it, you know, try to get your first down, take that gamble. Don't play it safe, because Jesus, were we undermanned coming down here? We got this far. We got to take, you know, we just got to take the win. And if it didn't work out, ideally, the worst thing that would have happened is it would have been an incomplete. You still could. I thought he was going to try to put the game away.
No doubt.
Because I thought if it didn't work, he still had strong enough rationalizations that I don't think he would have been killed for it. Unless Mac Jones throws a pick six.
I got you. But how about not even throwing it down the field that far?
Right.
What I've been blown away with by this Niner offense, no matter who's under center, and this new McCaffrey in the passing game on steroids, Donnie, is they're just throwing it to him in the flat. And it's like the defensive haven't watched any film. It's McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Oh, throw it in the flat and watch him just go 8 or 10. Like, that's amazing to me. So had you done that, I didn't think that was being too risky, but Stoney, those 3 runs, and let's be honest, the Rams got the ball before they tied it up and took some shots at the end zone to try to win it. And I'm like, ooh, I feel like this show and the station, the Pulse and the fans, even with Shasky and Joe this morning on the roast, Donnie, it would have been different had they lost and Kyle kind of, you know, played it safe. There. But that's what we do. That's the beauty of this business. But, man,
I mean, if Williams goes in and the 49ers lose that game, yeah, it's a gut punch, but man, you'd still have to be feeling pretty good, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I got it. You just had a safety that almost caught you. There's two different feelings.
You would have been crushed by the loss, but damn, you couldn't have killed him for not playing with heart.
All right.
But
McVay did that and lost, but it was a bad play. But he went for the jugular. It's just a stupid run play. But yeah. I got to commend him for like, I ain't tying this up.
But midway through the third quarter, that's when I made my note that this is a great game.
Mm.
Like that was headed toward being a great game into the fourth quarter, and then the fourth quarter it continued to be. And so, you know, that's why at the end of the day, had they lost, yes, it would be brutal. But there would have been some good things. Like, the effort was undeniable in that game. Couple other things I wanted to bring up.
Like, there's nothing that will surprise me while you think about that, Stoney. And I mean what I'm saying. We're in week five. There's nothing 49er related that will surprise me moving forward in regard to an outcome of said game. That's what they've shown me, that win specifically. I mean, come on, the Rams should feel ashamed. I know Bonte, division game. They had nobody.
They got outplayed.
No, that they did.
I mean, they got outplayed. They dug themselves too big of a hole.
14-0?
I mean,
and the team total for the Niners, if you're into it, was 14.5. Remember I told you that? And they got that in the, man, first half.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley. He's been hanging on. What's up, Joel? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Happy Victory Friday, I guess.
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, I just got to say, there's a lot of young dudes on that defense that stepped up. I mean, the defensive line sounds like it's decimated, but I am proud of those dudes that popped in there and did the job. C.J. West, I mean, except for that little hands to the face problem he's got going on, he's balling. He was pushing everybody back. I'm stoked about the defense. Siegel comes up with that big play at the end and stuffed that fourth down. Fred Warner's still an all-star. I mean, that guy is incredible. But I got to say, Guru, you stole my line about 10 minutes ago. We got the best backup quarterback in the league. I'm pretty sure about that.
No doubt.
All them other teams with their hurt quarterbacks, man, they are sucking. And we're 3-0 with our backup quarterback.
Oh, man.
I mean,
man.
We got a backup quarterback. Damn.
Hell, you made a starting quarterback.
Yeah, true. I mean, whatever. He'd start for a lot of those other people, that's for sure. But, like, when he was coming off the field, like that last time he came off the field, literally retching.
Yeah.
And looked like he was going to throw up. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever thrown up with a helmet on. It's not cool. I've done it. It sucks. He's sitting on the bench, and you just see the look on his face, man. I don't want to go back in there again. But yeah, I bet you he would have, and he would have balled out if he had to.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, Joel. Nobody can't say that he's tough. Not tough,
man.
Here's one for you, Goo. Since we're talking about it, listen to Jones. If you know, had they come out on the short end of the stick?
Feels great. I mean, I just thought it was a dogfight, and we were in the ring, and the defense played great. Special teams came in clutch. Had great field goals by Eddie, and as always, I like him a lot. He's cool. but yeah, it was just awesome to be on a team that fights, and even if we lost, like I said earlier, I would have been just as proud, to be honest, because I know that those guys have my back, and I got their back.
And you asked me that just a second ago. You got to love them, Stoney. There's no doubt this would have been, if you're into it, Stoney, even with the pain of blowing it, because that's what this would have been, I believe, had the Niners lost. you're telling me the morale for it to be this close, the Niners would have been, people would have been like, tip your cap, or there's some that would have lost their stuff because I think they felt like the Niners blew it.
Yeah, again, I mean, had they not, had Kyren Williams gone in and they lost that game, I think Fred Warner would have been devastated. He would have been just crushed. But then I think he would have looked around the locker room and said, man, we are decimated. And we learned a lot about
But what some about of these the Joe Shaskys of the world, the diehard Niners?
What do you mean?
Fans. How mean? Would they have taken it?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
I think these phone lines would be lit. Like, why did he run it three straight times?
Well, that's fine. We could have talked about strategy till the day is long.
That's what it is.
But nobody would have called in here and said
they didn't show up.
Yeah, that they.
You know what?
I mean, that's always the way I look at it, and that's one of the reasons that I thought last night's game was so good. I mean, the Rams didn't play great, but they were playing hard. Like, that was a really good, hard-fought football game. And, you know, this is where, you know, I do think, for example, we underestimate the professionalism of some teams. And this is what I mean, for example. If the Niners had lost that game, yeah, it'd have been a gut punch. And now we would be saying, well, now they're only 3-2. And what if they lose to Tampa Bay?
They lost two in a row.
And they let that one slip away. But what I believe is in that locker room with guys like Fred Warner and veteran players who saw the effort from young players and even the veterans, like, something good would have still come out of the loss. Because they...
That I agree wholeheartedly.
Their effort was undeniable, and the amount of players, you know, Mac Jones, I mean, you if they lost that game, what's Fred Warner going to do? He's going to be crushed, but he's going to look at Mac Jones and be like, damn.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one there.
We didn't do our part.
And I think after a game like that, you say, you know, wow. Kendrick Bourne, he put himself out there, you know. So I think sometimes we think that they would have lost that game and it could have turned, and then they would have lost seven in a row. I don't know what would have happened. I just think that was the kind of game that you got your cake and you got to eat it too because you won. But had they not won, I think they're in that locker room. They would have been galvanized almost as much.
I agree with you, and I had the audacity to say yesterday, just think about this, Donnie, the Niners were playing with house money. I mean, just what is it now? I mean, my goodness.
Well, that's a great point.
My goodness, how you feeling today?
I mean, you know, sometimes when you – that's a great point, because sometimes when you say house money, then that means, I would just go out there and mess around a little bit and see if we can find ourselves in a game.
There's really no disappointment, because nobody's expecting squat.
But I don't even think they took that approach. I think they were like...
Kyle was sliding about the line, Stoddy. He didn't like it.
I mean, God, got to give him a...
That's interesting.
Got to give him a lot of credit. Let's go to Theo in the East Bay wants to talk about the best part of last night. Hey, Theo.
Yes, sir. What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. What's up, baby?
Hey, you got
best
it.
Best part of last night...
Yep.
And frankly, the whole year has been Kyle Shanahan, man. This guy has been coaching his butt off. And yesterday, you absolutely run the ball three times there at the end of regulation. Make those guys use their timeouts there. I think it was the right call. Mm. And Kyle is playing his team smart right now. And he's dialing it up real quick. I mean, that touchdown to CMC, they come out 23 personnel, two running backs, three tight ends, and Rams, they came out with a jumbo pack or to stop that jumbo package. And what does Kyle do? He calls the shift, and it's easy money for a pitch and catch from Mac to CMC. So, man, Kyle, as far as I'm concerned, he's coach of the year now.
Hey, Theo.
And look.
Hey, Theo.
Yeah.
Let me channel my inner Gary Radnich.
Where do you coach?
Oh, I don't coach anywhere, man. I'm just watching the game.
I'm talking about the jumbo package and the 23
Stoney
personnel.
Likes it. Yeah, you're impressing
them. Come on, man. You got something up your sleeve?
No, man. I'm just watching the game, man. I mean, the Rams, they take out their corners. They put in an extra defensive lineman, an extra linebacker. You move CMC out to the slot. It's easy money from the. What does Steph Curry like to say? Barbecue chicken. That's what it was, man. So yeah, it's Kyle Shanahan, man. He's coaching his butt off. So it's a good Friday, boys.
Thanks, Theo. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, Stoney, it don't sound too ludicrous now about when I came in, even though we put it on steroids. Some people, I mean, Kyle's this season is, I mean, man, this might be some of his best work because of what they've had to overcome, man. And he's got the guys ready.
You could have said that 2 weeks ago.
No, but they ain't had a Ram victory yet. Come on. He was really bothered that Vegas had him down 8.5. Max said that to what? Max shared that with us. So they had a quiet inner confidence, man.
Yeah. Let me see. We're talking about the best part of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yesterday's game. Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. What's going on, Ryan? How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah.
I had a hard time going to sleep last night. I was so juiced from that win. And for me, it was two things. Number one, I watched the game with my wife, my two girls. They're 6 and 3. They were yelling at the TV, and my wife had to remind me, like, hey, they're just repeating everything you say, so take it easy, you know? But, yeah, I'm trying to set a good example for these kids. But
good for you.
Anyways, had a blast with my family last night watching this game, the emotions of it. But I'm so encouraged by these young rookies, this rookie class. One of your callers already said it, but throughout the game, my wife's asking me, who's Siegel? Who's Lucas? Who's Upton Stout? Who's Collins when he made that play? And I'm like, they're all rookies.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's in the four wins they've had, every one of those games, there's been moments where they've had rookie mistakes. They've had to learn, but they've also made impactful plays in every one of those games. And what I think is interesting is, you know, the 49ers put out like a little snippet after every win from the locker room.
Yeah.
Like who gets the game ball,
right.
who does the speech. It's been Bryce Huff, Mac Jones, Alfred Collins, and Pinheiro.
Really?
That's kind of interesting, right?
Well, not in week one.
No CMC, no Brock Purdy. It was Tonjes, I think, what might have been for game one, or it might have been Bryce Huff. But it's like you look at the mainstays of this team, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Kittle, Williams. It's like, it's not any of those guys. So I feel like you're seeing kind of this transition in live time of all these young guys who are stepping up, and the veterans are just embracing it. And it's just, you can see the vibe in the locker room. Like, they're all just energized by it. Williams yesterday looked like he was having the time of his life. So it's kind of exciting right now to be a Niner fan, I'll be honest.
Look at it. I think that's the call of the day.
Well, for Purdy, Stoney, you got to play to get the game ball. You know what I mean? And he's
right.
missed three.
But to play off the caller's point, this was Christian McCaffrey after the game.
Look, I don't know what the odds makers and all that stuff are, but I do know I love this team, man. I love the character of this team. It's hard. You got guys who are changing positions on a short week and having to learn an offense, and they just showed up a couple weeks ago. You know, that's not easy. You know, you got a quarterback who's fighting through some stuff and also, you know, getting the nod on Monday in a short week. There's so many things that happen in this league, and I think, how I say, like, the NFL is like the best reality show because there's so many different things that happen throughout a week, and it makes it so entertaining. But for us players, man, it's just you go out there and you give it your all, and whatever happens, happens. And when you're on a team like this with this kind of character, it makes it a lot of fun.
Christian McCaffrey's been on some teams.
Yeah, and I believe him. But I've said that before.
What?
That the NFL was the best reality show.
And this was Christian McCaffrey talking about who else? Mac Jones.
Man, I don't have enough good things to say about Mac. You know, he's an absolute warrior. He's a leader. He's somebody that we all can get behind for sure. And, you know, I think it's a testament to him and his attitude and the way he plays football. It's a testament to Brock and the way that he's been helping him and getting him ready to go, testament to the coaches. And going back to the injury thing, you know, when you have guys go down, it's not one guy that has to step up. It's a whole team and a whole unit that has to step up. So that was a fun one to be a part of.
Niners feeling good.
Yeah, they bet. They should.
Yeah.
I believe, Stoney.
They absolutely. What do you believe? More specific.
That the playoffs are really tangent. Like, that's something that – like, there's no doubt they're headed there. I got you. A lot can happen.
No, but
Stoney, if it's
you had me up until no doubt. But they look like they are a playoff team. Absolutely,
this has been impressive.
There's no reason they can't win.
And
the
guys on the defensive side of the ball, the youngsters, second, they're getting better and more seasoned.
Or is there a reason they can't win the division? I don't know.
Well, so, you'd have to get some bad
Guru,
luck.
It's a week.
Yeah.
It's a week-to-week league.
You stole that.
Well, they don't have to necessarily get bad luck. If they start playing poorly, they might just start getting beat.
If Mac and Purdy are unavailable, and then it's Martinez.
Oh, I thought you meant the whole team.
Why did I want to see him throw, though? Just hand it off.
He wouldn't have thrown.
You don't know that. He had his helmet on, Stoney. I said, you got to be kidding me. Wow.
Yeah, they didn't,
Mac was a soldier, man.
They didn't need him. This is from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What's the difference between Brock and Mac? The difference is Mac can elevate players.
Brock needs players to elevate him. He took him
to the Super Bowl.
Well, he quarterbacked him.
That's taking you to the Super Bowl.
Good game manager.
I know what this is.
Mac Jones might be a tier one before the day is all said and done.
It's when the ugly guy gets the beautiful gal. Oh, he's got a great personality.
49ers have two good-looking quarterbacks.
As long as he got him.
I'm just saying, the 49ers have couple good-looking quarterbacks. You looking forward to Pier 39 tomorrow?
I am. Evan and I are about to get down. It's a party. Now, and then might go to Cal football game. Cal play host Duke. And then we got Florida State and Miami at 4:30. So it's an after party to the party. If
when's
you get
a Cal game?
I believe 7 now. 7.
So you're going to come into the city.
Yeah.
And then go over to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Where are you going to watch the 4:30 game?
Stay tuned. Lucas is pulling up. Carter.
All right. I'll be
come through.
I don't know where to come through.
You wouldn't.
You guys are saying you're going to be all over the place.
Well,
Pier 39.
Well, that's a big place. Are you going to be near the Seals?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right there.
Have you ever seen them?
Yeah. They're slimy.
They're actually apparently soft. Crossover time on the other side. Also, What's Bugging You? Sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Last segment was sponsored by Moderna.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.